We're in the Keses HaSofer, Simen Chaf, Seif Dalet. Tzarech Lahania Cholok Lamala. One needs to leave when writing Parashia's blank space on the top of the Klaf, Kedei Gago Shalamed, in order to have room to write the top of the Lamed on the top line. Ulamata, and on the bottom of the Parasha, Kishir Chaf, Itzadik Pshuta, like enough space in order to write the Chaf and the Tzadik Pshuta of the bottom line of the Parashias. V'shiyu Gam Hein, Mukafis Gvil, and they too, meaning the Lamed on the top line and the Chaf and the Tzadik on the bottom line, should have enough room not only to be written but to be Mukaf Gvil as well. U'b'shel Yad, Shekois Vin Ha'arba Parashias B'Klaf Echad, when you're writing the Shel Yad on one piece of Klaf, Yeh Revach Gilyan Vein Parasha L'Parasha K'moy Beis Tesin I Pei V'Tes, the space between each Parasha horizontally should be the space to write two tesin, or a pei and a tes, may oisek sav, of that size writing. That's what the Baruch Sha'amar teaches us. Ubetchila v'soif, at the beginning of the klaf, and the end of the klaf, ein etzarech laniach rak mashehu, hakof es gvila oisius. All you need is a mashehu at the beginning and at the end, at the far right and the far left, just to have hakof es gvil for the letters themselves. Achasoifim nagu laniach ktsas yoiser, Limitzvah, but the Seferim were noyig to leave more room. Limitzvah, v'yeshoimim, and there are those that say shetzarech b'tchila kadei logel hekif, that you should leave enough at the beginning to be goyel the entire parashas. V'chein yeshoimim, and there are others that say the imyesh kol kach klaf, that if you have enough klaf available, tzarech lizar sheyaneach gam b'seif kadei logel hekif, that you should leave enough at the end of the parasha as well to wrap around the entire Parsha. Says the Lishkas HaSofer and Seif Cotton Gimel, Kedei Gago Shalamid, the Beis Yosef Hevi B'Shem Arches Chaim, the Beis Yosef brings from the Arches Chaim, Shekosav B'Shem HaRav Rabbeinu Yoina, Shetzaruch Laniach Lamala Mitzavar HaLamid, that you have to leave at the top of the Lamid, V'chein Lamata Mitzadik Pshuta, Shir Chetzi Tzipoirin. You need space on top of the Lamid, and under the Tzadik, the Shir of a Chetzi Tzipoirin. V'tama ha'taz, and the taz is matmiya, ma'ilei hevi b'shulchan aruch l'ocho sh'al kol panim l'chatchila. Why does the Shulchan Aruch not bring down this shita which is brought in the Beis Yosef? L'fiyani has da'iti nira poshet, mishom demash malei misefer ha'truma is delo yisvir alei hachi. Seems to me obvious that the answer is, because mashma to the Beis Yosef from the Sefer ha'truma is, that he doesn't hold that way. It's actually mefurish in the Beis Yosef that the Sefer HaTrumas does not hold that way. Sharei Kosov Yeshayimim Atam Shetzarech Laniach Kim Loyat V'Desafri Mishum Luchtev Tzavar HaLamid V'Chof V'Tzadik Pshuta. V'im Kein B'Tfilin Nami Tzarech Mehai Taima Adkan L'Shoinei. Because the Sefer HaTrumas writes that the reason why you need to leave an Atvid V'Desafri is in order to have room for the Lamid and the Chof, and therefore by Tfilin you have to have it as well. So it's Mashma, you just need space for the Lamid and the Chof, but you don't actually need an Atva de Safri on top of the Lamed and under the Chaf. Mashma dim chetzi tziperin u'yoyse mishir zeh, ein tzarech laniach, you don't need extra space. Kevin delay itmar bei b'gemara, because it's not brought down in the Gemara that you need this extra space. Beis Yosef mashma b'zeh, gam das harosh v'asmak, and the Beis Yosef understands that the rush and the smack also hold like the Sefer HaTrumas, that you don't need any extra space. However, ube mezuzah kosev emes b'sholchan aruch kolashin ha'gemara, and that is a ha'ara. But al kol panim legabei tefillin, it seems that the Beis Yosef clearly holds in the Mechaber that it's enough to just have enough room for the chaf and the lamed. Says the Keses Halacha Hei, l'chatchila yichtev k'siv agasa k'tzas, l'chatchila one should write the letters somewhat thick, v'gam ha'kavin ha'dakin shebo oisius al yasa oisin dak b'yoser, and the thin connecting lines of the letters should not be too thin. Rather, they should be thick a little bit, because we don't want them to get erased quickly. It's a good thing for the tefillin to be nice on the insides as well. Just like the Beis HaMikdash was coated with gold on the inside, so too it would be nice if the tefillin are nice on the inside. Al pi kabbalah tzarech lasis dalet de echad. Another halacha states that al pi kabbalah, the dalet of the word echad in Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. So the dalet of echad, gedoy l'kmei dalet dalsin k'tanei, should be large as large as four small dalets. Halacha Vav. Yaseh parshiyos ein psuchos. The parshiyos should be made psuchos. In other words, there are parshiyos stumos and psuchos. So the parshiyos of tefillin should be psuchos. Chutz mi parsha achreina, with the exclusion of the last parsha, haksuva b'teira, shehi v'hayem shamaya. Of the four parshiyos, the last one mentioned in the Torah is v'hayem shamaya. She asena stuma, that parsha should be a stuma, unlike the first three parshiyos, kadosh v'yaki v'yacha and shema, which should be psuchos. V'lachein nagu b'ktsas mekaymes, for this reason, the minig is in some place, a parashas kadosh li v'hoya kiviyacha u parashas shema, maschilen b'roish hashita, because they are all psuchos, u b'soif kadosh li u b'soif v'hoya kiviyacha menichen chola kadei lichtev tes oisius, and in that fashion, you will have kadosh and v'hoya kiviyacha and shema as psuchos, u b'soif shema, but when you come to the end of shema, ein manichen chola, either you don't leave anything blank at all, no blank space, and if you do leave blank space, you leave blank space less than 9 letters worth of space. And then you begin Parashas V'hayim Shemaya at the beginning in the middle of the top line. And in that way you have a stuma. So now what do you have? The first three parashiyos are psuchos, bein la Rambam, bein la Rosh, u parasha achreina hi stuma ledas ha Rambam, and the last parasha is a stuma according to the Rambam. And as we stated earlier, the Ikar Halacha is like the Rambam, and therefore this alignment is good. V'yesh machshirim b'kulam psuchos, but should one make all four parashiyos as psuchos, there are those that are machshir that as well. And for that reason, there is a minig in some places, af parasha v'hayim shamaya b'roi shita k'shar parashiyos, that you make v'hayim shamaya as a psucha as well. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Si'if Katan Dalet, she'asen astuma, we make the fourth parasha astuma. Because of the Rambam says, dim asa psucha, that if one made v'haya im shamaya as a psucha, it is possible. The Hiksha Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef asks, Maishnami mezuzah. Why would tefillin be different than mezuzah? The ksher b'psucha. We know that mezuzah is kosher if you make the fourth parasha, which over there is the second parasha, if you make it as a psucha. Mishum de'enan smuchas b'teira. Because shema and v'hayim shamaya are not next to each other in the Torah. So if it's kosher as a psucha in a mezuzah, why shouldn't it be kosher as a psucha in tefillin as well? V'tiritz, and the Rambam answers, the Beis Yosef answers, Kevon de Biktsas Parashiyos Psulin, since we say that the first couple of parashiyos are going to be pasul, if it's not made the way it's supposed to be, Mishum de Smuchas Batayra, where over there we need Psuchas because they are Smuch Kadosh and Vayaki V'yachar adjacent to each other in the Torah, and over there it's a Psucha, so we need Beit Filin a Psucha, so Loi Maflaginan Beinehu, so we're not going to make a difference between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, that over there also I would need a Stuma, even though Shema and Vahaya themselves are not next to each other as a Stuma in the Torah. Vahayim Shemaya is just a Stuma compared to the parasha that it's adjacent to in the Torah. But we don't want to make it any different than Shema, than Kadosh and Vahaya Kiviyacha. So just like over there, it's going to be Ma'akiv. So we'll say by Shema and Vahayim Shemaya as well that it's going to be Ma'akiv, unlike Mezuzah. Because of our Taz, and the Taz says, Shehu Dochok, that's a Shver Teretz. If that's the Pshat in the Rambam, where did he get that from? Because of the Yisraelism, Yisugya de Perika Koimetz. And the Taz says that there's a riot to this idea from the Sugya in Menachas on Daf Lamed Beis. The Amri that the Gemara says over there, the Lashon of the Gemara over there is, Sefer Torah Shebalo, Itfilin Shebalo. If you have a Sefer Torah that got worn out, or tefillin that got worn out, ain oisin mehen mezuzah, you cannot make from the Sefer Torah or the tefillin a mezuzah, lefi she'ein meiridin mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala, because you can't take a Sefer Torah and tefillin, which is kedusha chamura, and make it into a mezuzah, which is kedusha kala. So now we pick up where we're up to, the Amrinan, that's what it says over there, ha'meiridin oisin, but if you could be meirid a Sefer Torah or tefillin to a Kedusha Kala, then you would be able to do it. Amai, why would you be able to do it? Ha-ha-ha, stumais. V'ha-ha, psuchais. Over here, by mezuzah. Over here, by Sefer Torah and Tefillin, it's stumais. And by mezuzah, it's psuchais. So this diuk is obviously going on tefillin as well. Because if we'd only be talking about sefer Torah being stumos, it should have answered that you can't make a sefer Torah into a mezuzah mishum de sefer Torah stumos, because by sefer Torah it's stumos. V'hada amar taima the ein meridin, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that the reason is because it's stumos. The Gemara says that the reason is ein meridin mishum tefillin. The ein meridin mishum tefillin. So it must be that the reason is mishum tefillin. Ela bal karchay de gam betefillin beinan stumos. It must be that by tefillin also you need stumos. Kamoi b'sefer Torah v'ayin sham b'yad Ephraim. The Kesset says, I don't understand this. Dim Kain, if that's the Pshat, then my Maksha Sham, then what's the Pshat? The Gemara over there later on asks, how could you have a Havamina that you could turn, say, for Torah or Tefillin, into a Mezuzah? Mezuzah needs Sirtut. What kind of Kasha is that? Very Gam, say, for Torah being in Sirtut. Say, for Torah also needs Sirtut. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? So must be the Gemara's kasha is only from tefillin, which doesn't need siyutut. And if that's the case, so here also yesh leimer the maksha rak mi sefer Torah. So in the beginning, when the Gemara asked this kasha, so must be the kasha kataka be only from sefer Torah and not from tefillin. V'chein pirush Rashi b'emes, and that's what how Rashi Taka learns over there that the kasha of the Gemara initially is just from sefer Torah. So perhaps we can say that what's the pshat in the Rambam? How come Shemayin v'Hayim Shemaya are possible? How come Shemayin v'Hayim Shemaya have to be stumos and it's possible if it's a psucha? Over there, the Gemara in Amud Aleph has a taisus b'divrei amaskel dilma lahashlim. Kasvu tchila pirush Rashi. First, Taisus over there brings Rashi's Pirishim Chasra Shita Achas, that perhaps if you didn't have the Chisara and the problem of Meiridin, if that wouldn't be a problem, so what could you do? You could take a line out of a Sefer Torah and you can sew it onto the mezuzah to be Mashlim the mezuzah. The Kasvu V'yesh Oidlefarish, and Taisus says another Pirishin Lahashlim is Kagayin the Parish Shema B'Sefer Amud. You have a Sefer Torah with Shema written at the end of the Amud, v'haysef parashas v'hayim Shemaya begillion shalamata, and you added v'hayim Shemaya in the gillion underneath it. V'yesh leimer da Rambam svir lemi sefer Torah v'adai loy maksha. So the Rambam is understanding that the kasha can't be from a sefer Torah. Da benakal yesh leimer b'shitas kam goin de pirish Shema, the parashas Shema b'sayfa Amud, because Yitaka could answer very simply, yeah, that Shema is at the end of the Amud, v'haysef parashas v'hayim Shemaya begillion shalamat, it's Taka, a very simple thing to do. So bal karchach, that can't be the kash, it must be, bal karchach, that kushi rak mi tefillin, the same way that we ask by sirtut from tefillin, that tefillin doesn't need sirtut, so over here also the kash is from tefillin, umeshani lahashlim, and the Gemara answers over there, that no, that the Havamina was that you could just be Mashlim Ukumay Shapirish Rashi, like Rashi's explaining that you could just sew on part of the parasha. Shuvar Isi, Mashagaza Prima Golden Bazer, Lashine Mugumgum. So subsequently I saw that the Prima Golden also has a whole pilpul whether the Kasha is from Sefer Torah or from Tefillin, and the Lashon of the Prima Golden is Mugumgum, even though his Maskana seems to be similar to that of the Lishka. So again, just to chazer, the bottom line is that the Rambam holds that it's ma'akev if Parsha Shema and V'hayim Shemaya are not a stuma, and the Lishka works it out to understand how this is, the Rambam learns this, how the Rambam would learn the Gemara. Says the Keses in Si'if Zayin. There are those that make Parashas V'Hayim Shemaya Astuma a according to all shitas, how do you do that? The Hainu Sheminichin Seif Parashat Shema Cholok Pachis Mites Aisias Yudin, that you leave at the end of Parashat Shema less than 9 Yudin worth of space. V'chein v'tchilas Parashat Zevayim Shemaya, and also at the beginning of Parashat Zevayim Shemaya, Pachis Mites Aisias Yudin, you leave less than 9 Yudin. Ubitziruf, and the two spaces together, you Yachad Shir Tes Aisias, come to a total of 9 letters, Yudin or more. V'havei stuma l'kulei alma, if you do that, that's tziruf, and that's a stuma according to all shitas. Bein la Rambam, bein la Rosh. V'cheinu minageinu, and that's taka what we do. V'eskimu l'ze g'deli ha-poiskim, and this minig has the haskama of the g'deli ha-poiskim zichreinim l'vracha. Mikol mokim, in be'ezem mokim ha-minig kavua ka'achas mideyas irishaynes. If, however, one comes from an area where the minig is like one of the other earlier shitas shekasavnu, ein l'shanes b'zeh, he shouldn't change his minig, shum minig, shalei l'hoitzi laz l'rishaynes, because we don't want to be moitzi laz on the earlier shitas. But if one does not have a minig, then the Kesef says our minig is that we do tziruf. Says the Lishka, seif cotton hay, pachas mites aisias, Kein hela ataz. This is the taz is maskana in our chaim simin lamebeis if cotton chaf vav kadesh tehistuma bein la rambam ubein la rosh. In order that one should have a shir parsha that's a stuma according to the rambam and according to the rosh. Aval b'machzah shekel. However, in the machzah shekel shams if cotton memches hikshal ze. The machzah shekel asks a kasha. Eich efshel amevid bazel lotzis alibid kuli alma. How are you working it out that you're going to be yoitz according to everyone? Hakasav beis yezbi aradesim in re'ayin reish hei, which is reish ayin hei, v'kein kasav ha-shach shams, if katan dalad b'shmoi, nehida l'chadchila b'inan, bein parasha l'parasha shir tes oisiyas gedoilis. Granted, you need between parashias a shir of tes oisiyas gedoilis, like gimel pama masher, mikol mokam di'evid sagim yesh chalak shir tes oisiyas ktanis, tahaynu tes yudin sagi. If you have and just 9 small letters worth of space, that also will be kosher. V'gimel pama asher hu yoser michay yudin. And as we know, 3 times asher is much more than 18 yudin. In other words, again, you have 9, less than 9 on bottom and less than 9 on top. So that comes to a total of 18 maximum, right? Gimel pama asher is way more then 18 yudin. Kain eich yase michalik shir tes yudin v'yaneach k'tzosan cholok soiv shemao k'tzosan tchilas v'ayim shemaya halachat chila b'inan shiyei cholok shir gimel pama masher v'yam yaneach miktas min gimel pama masher cholok soiv shemao v'hamoysa min gimel pama masher yaneach cholok tchilas v'ayim shemaya al kalponim yesh shir tes yudin v'mokim achas v'havei l'harosh psucha ad kan l'shaynei. The Masa Shekel's kasha is as follows, that if Gimel Pam Masher is way more than 18 Yudim, so when the Prima Godim gives his, when the Kesis gives his Pshat, his idea of leaving less than 9 Yudim at the end of Shema and less than 9 Yudim at the end of Vayim Shemaya, so that's only a Shir Parashah B'dievet. But L'chatchila, you need a space of Gimel Pam Masher as your grand total. And even if you leave 8.5 Yudin at the bottom of Shema and 8.5 Yudin at the top of Vayim Shemaya, you're not going to come to a total of Gimel Pam Masher. So you only have a Shir Parashah B'dievet. You don't have a Shir Parashah L'chatchila. Memela Frektim Asah Shekel. He doesn't understand why this is a good idea. Begama Prima Godim and Eshel Avram Sivkot Memtes Hirgish Bekushi Zois. Prima Godim also thought of this kasha. V'lachin Kosav Ki Roi Shebesoiv Shema Lo Yishar Chola Kiim Le'er Shmoina Epoches Oisius Ktanis Dehainu Yudin V'gam Bireish V'yem Shemaya Kain. Because the Machza Shekel was asking that if you're going to have a total of Gimel Pa'amim Asher as your Tziruf, you're going to end up with more than 9 Yudin either at the end of Shema or at the beginning of Vaya or both. So Mamela, you're going to lose your stuma according to the Rosh. Once you have more than 9 Yudin, you're going to have a psucha according to the Rosh. So the Prima Godim says, Ein Achanami. So make it less than 9 Yudim at the end of Shema, and less than 9 Yudim at the beginning of Vayim Shemaya. V'chein higati. V'hine, b'hilchus mezuzah kosav Rosh, and taka, in hilchus mezuzah, you find that the Rosh says, according to him, that he holds that the sheer stuma is 3 oisius, not 9. V'zeh l'shaynei. V'toiv shalo yaniach k'shir sholosh oisius b'seif hashita. It's good not to leave three letters worth of space at the end of the line, meaning at the end of Shema, v'chein b'reisha shita at the beginning of Ayam Shemaya, l'kayim asha amar, v'idna nagu alma b'stuma. If you want a stuma, so what do? You leave less than the shear at the end of Shema, and less than the shear at the beginning of Ayam Shemaya, u'mizeh raya la'taz, and from this rosh, you have a raya to the taz, that siruf works. U'mashek shesi b'simin l'tazvav, sivkot and dalet, this that I asked in Simon Tezvav, Amayla is Kira, Paiskim Tzura Stuma, Chaluka, Lotze, Gam Laharash. Yeah, the Keza says, I asked the Kasha over there, that how come the Paiskim don't bring this idea of Tziruf in order to be Yaitza L'Choladeus? And I was the Paiskim give two ways that you can make a Parasha L'Choladeus. A Stuma, we said, is in the middle of the line. And a Stuma, I'm sorry, is to start in the astuma is when you have blank space in the middle of the line, and a psucha is when you have blank space at the end of the line, and you start the next parasha at the beginning of the line. So that's going to be a psucha and a stuma, both according to the Rambam and according to the Rosh. So why don't we give this eitza of tziruf? That way you're also yaitza according to both shitas. Kesis is kasha. Yesh loymar, mishum delachatchila bin and tesa yisiyas gedoy loy, sebeki agavna leinuch alatz yidei Rosh. The answer is because you have to make the Shir Parsha with only using Yudin, not using Gimel Pama Masher. The other two Eitzes you can do using Gimel Pama Masher. So Mele you can have a Psucha and a Stuma Lekule Alma Altsad HaYoyser Toiv. But over here, the only way by Tefillin that you can do it is when you make Tziruf with Tisha Yudin, because the Machsa Shekel's Kasha. So therefore, since it's not a lechatchila eitza, we don't bring it in other places. When we call makim betfillin, but even though we don't bring it in other places, but by tefillin near hanoch and lasis kedasa prima godim, it's better to do this eitza, since the other eitzas that we use by sefer Torah would not be able to be applied to tefillin.